Welcome back to Acts of Kindness, where we will be reporting the top three most adorable, inspiring good news stories to remind you that there is still good in the world. I'm your host, Allison Moses, and today we're going to start our episode off a little differently than most. I am going to talk about a good thing, an act of kindness I actually came across this week. So you guys all know Danny, who is my roommate, who's been in the last five episodes, I think. She's not here today. She was unable to make it, but I actually have a good news. She did me an act of kindness. I was having a really bad week last week, and it was like 11 p.m., and I had gone out earlier that day to buy toilet paper, and I accidentally bought lavender toilet paper. Not to mention, I had also earlier that day or that weekend, I had done a ropes course, and I was fried from it. So I was like so sunburned. There was no aloe at the grocery store. I bought the wrong kind of toilet paper. I had just had a really some terrible things happen, and Danny went out at 11 p.m. at night to get me regular toilet paper, aloe, and my favorite candy, Kit Kats, and left them outside my door and texted me that they were out there. And I just think this was the cutest little act of kindness, just because it showed that she cared, she was thinking of me, and like to reach out to someone who, you know, may not be having the best day and do like the smallest things for them made a huge difference. It made a huge difference in my life. It reminded me of all the good people and the love I have in my life and how lucky I am to just be here and be surrounded by the people I'm surrounded by. And I think it's sometimes we need to take a step back and remind ourselves of all the good in our lives, even when, you know, sometimes life gets hard and things get hard. Just remember, it's all going to be okay in the end. I also just did, for the first time, a love languages quiz, which is like, I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's a quiz where you take a test and you decide which kind of way you like to receive love. And there's like five different options, and mine ended up being acts of service, which I thought was funny because of all these acts of kindness things. I find so much value in reaching out and even the smallest things, doing something for someone that makes their life or their day just a little bit better. I think it's so important, and it shows how much love really is in the world and how much people mean to each other, or even if it's a stranger, just showing how important it is to reach out and try to help someone in their day-to-day life. So thank you, Danny. Hope you're listening. Thank you so much for bringing my day back up and really being my superhero. Our first story today is about a daughter and a father, and this daughter, I think she's around six, I want to say. Her name is Malia, and she was diagnosed with a rare disease that doesn't allow her to grow hair. She wears these adorable headbands and stuff, and I think they're very beautiful. And she was made fun of at school, and she came home, and she was really upset, and she was telling her parents about it, how a couple boys, I think, on the playground had said something about how she didn't have hair, and it just made her upset and self-conscious. And in order to cheer her up, her dad didn't know what to do. So then he asked Malia to shave his head. So there's this video of Malia, the little girl, shaving her dad's head with this razor. And it's such a cute video. And he did this in order to help her not feel so alone and not in solidarity. And they also wanted to spread a bigger message about being beautiful no matter what you look like, no matter what you come from. I think that is really beautiful. And the parents talked about how, you know, you should spread to your children that like everyone is beautiful. Just because someone's different and maybe not in the norm of what you think is beautiful doesn't mean they're not beautiful. And I think everyone is beautiful. And I think it's a beautiful story that this dad, you know, let his six-year-old daughter shave his head in order for her to feel better and not so much alone. And I think it's an awesome story to show how much you care about someone. So this next story is a little bit crazy. So this man lives in a small town. He came into a class to talk. He was a highly successful businessman. He started his own logging company when he was 17. He didn't go to college. And he came in to talk to the senior graduating class. And he offered to pay for the entire graduating class, all of their college tuition, which is, I just think about this and I'm like, that is insane. If someone had offered to pay for my college tuition, I think I would have sobbed. You know, I'll still take it. Anyone out there listening, I'll still would love that act of kindness. But he basically, his quote about it was just the right thing to do. I was able to do it, so why shouldn't I? And I think we should all live a little more like that. I mean, he just literally thinks, if I'm able to do something, why wouldn't I? And I think we're all able to do a lot more than we think we're able to do. So, you know, why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we take the extra time to pick up the litter we see around this trash can? Why shouldn't we take the extra time to smile or tip someone that's working really hard? Those are just little things you can do, let alone the big things that I think we really honestly all could make time for to do in our lives. So 40% of the students have already taken his offer. A lot of the students will become first-generation college students of their families thanks to this man. His name's Dennis. So thanks to Dennis, they're all able to, you know, fulfill their dreams of getting a degree. And this wasn't the first time Dennis has donated to the town. He donated an emergency service building. He also paid for all the tuition of his kids and his grandkids. And I think he has like 4 kids, guys, plus all of them having kids. I think that's just amazing. And he's just this really generous, nice man. He didn't go to college himself, but he wants to have other people fulfill their dreams that way if that's their path. This man just has such a cool perspective on life and how he sees things and how he says, like, he just doesn't think twice about helping people. And I think if everyone were a little more like that, the world would be a much better place. And I'm trying, you know, I think we all have a long way to go in thinking, you know, why wouldn't we help someone? I think we should all work a little harder on helping more people every day and, you know, doing more little things for other people every day. And eventually I think it'll be a big, huge impact. So Dennis, I hope you made a lot of dreams come true for those kids. If you want to come over to Orange, California, that would be wonderful. And last but not least, we all know how stressful finals can be, right? Well, MSU brought baby kittens to their students so they can cuddle them for stress relief. And the cats were all named after Charlie's Angels, which was adorable. They were all, I think, 6 weeks old. And get this, they were all rescue cats and they're all available for adoption. So they also used this event to get the word out, try to find these cats nice, safe homes. I think it's an awesome thing to bring students who, you know how to get words out, and there's a huge university and rescue cats that they're trying to find homes for. I think it's a great combination to help, you know, find these cats homes and also to relieve stress for students, because I know, you know, students have a lot of stress with their, you know, jobs, classes, social lives, you know, we're all just learning to balance all of these things. I'm a student myself, and I think it's an awesome thing for the university to sit there and be like, you know what, we need to do something for the students to make sure they're not getting too overwhelmed. And I think that little act of kindness of bringing kittens in probably helped a lot of students that week, you know, that maybe needed a pick-me-up, that we're not having a good week, that we're feeling really overwhelmed. I think animals are actually proven to relieve stress, and college students just, I think, need that a lot of the time and need a reminder to calm down, take a deep breath, and cuddle a kitten. I know Chapman University does this with dogs sometimes. They bring in, like, trained stress dogs to come in and calm the students down. I know I've gone and hung out with it a couple times, and I love the dogs, and they genuinely do help. And you just look into their eyes and you're like, everything is gonna be okay. Sometimes it's like a perspective thing, you know, it takes you back, takes you a step back and reminds you that everything's gonna be okay. Now, to end today's episode, I would like to leave you with 5 songs that make me really happy. They're just happy songs. They have good messages in them, and I hope they help you a lot. So my first one is called Looking Up by Safety Suit, and that one just has, like, genuinely a good, like, if you listen to the lyrics, they just, like, are talking about how everything's looking up, everything's gonna be okay, even if you're in a bad spot, keep going. And I really love that about that song. My other one is called Back to You by Twin Forks. And this one just, like, genuinely every time I listen to it or it comes on, it just honestly improves my mood so much because it has such a happy melody. And it's just, like, kind of about love and being, and even with friends and, like, just being happy and enjoying moment to moment. So listen to that one. The other one is kind of a classic, Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. I'm sure you have probably heard this, and if you haven't, what are you doing? Please go listen to it. It's all about how, you know, the bad times are over. We're going to get through this. We got through this. We're with our family. I think everyone should really listen to this at least one time in their life to remind yourself that, you know, the bad days can be over and they will be over and you'll get through this. And remember all the love in your life. Another song that really makes me happy is called The Sound by the 1975. The 1975 is my all-time favorite band, and this is one of their really happy songs, and it's just talking about how they know the sound of someone's heart. But it's just such, like, you want to get up and dance every time you listen to this, or roll down the windows in your car and scream as loud as you can, and I think we all kind of need that cathartic release sometimes. And my last song I'll leave you here with is called On Our Way by The Royal Concept. I listened to this a lot when I graduated high school because it's very like you're on your way to your dreams, to your life, you know, every step of the way, no matter what part of life you're in, you're on your way to something. And it's just a really good melody and it's a good message to put out there. You know, you don't always have to worry about where you are right now because you're constantly on your way to something, whether you're in a bad spot and you want to be on your way to better, or you're good and you're constantly on your way to continuing to be good and building the life you want. That's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. Please go look up those songs. I guarantee they'll put a smile to your face. I hope so, at least. I hope you enjoyed these good news stories. I hope they restored your faith in humanity and all that good stuff. Go do some acts of kindness. Make other people happy. Make yourself happy. Make the environment happy. Make animals happy. Do what you can to help this world. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week for more of that good stuff happening in the world.